You may be seated. Pastor, be seated, and the acolytes that are standing, and what's happening, because it's time for Hang with the Moment. And the reason we're having an Hang with the Moment this morning at this point is because there is a new piece of furniture. Did anybody notice the new piece of furniture in the building? Here it is. And as I was preparing to introduce our new pulpit to you, I did some research to find out where in the world pulpits came from, and how far back they went, and what's the symbolism there. And what I found was that there are a whole lot of people these days who don't like church pulpits. Did you know that? They're pretty unpopular pieces of church furnishing these days. Most churches are getting rid of them. And here we are, building one and putting it in place. And by the way, just so you know, this was built by two of our own members, James Bunch and George Skidmore, designed and built this pulpit for us and installed it this last Tuesday. So why does the reason for a pulpit, and why do we feel that we need to have one? It is true that if you look in Scripture, you will find no mention of a pulpit. And in fact, Jesus did the opposite of what I'm about to do in the pulpit. I'm about to climb up a step and stand in this thing. But if you'll remember, Jesus did something else when he taught. Very good. He sat down. Remember, he once went and taught in the synagogue he was raised in. And after he had read from the book of Isaiah, he went and he sat down in the place of authority, and he taught the people sitting in the chair of authority. He would repeat this symbolism over and over again to the people so that they understood that he was the one who had the authority to teach them. We can see another example of that when he was, we read in Scripture just a couple weeks ago, but he was walking by the lake one day, he met Peter, and he decided with Peter to go out a little ways from the shore because there was a multitude of people following. When he got out just a little ways, what did he do? He sat down on the boat in a place of authority, and he began to teach them. Now, it's hard to know which one came first and how this all worked out, but you might want to know that on the front of a boat, such as Peter was using that day, the front end of that boat is called a pulpit. Jesus sits down in a place of authority, and he begins to teach. Over time, as the church grew, it became a little more difficult to sit down front and be seen and be heard by the crowds that would come in to hear the messages. In fact, we're told that in the Middle Ages, it was not uncommon at all when a monk or a bishop would come to town, that they would be seen by 10 or 20,000 people at a time listening to their sermons. And so, although it had been the practice in the early church for priests and bishops to sit when they talked, it became necessary for them to stand in order to be heard by the crowds, and eventually for them to be raised up on a platform to be heard by the crowds. And finally, a pulpit was built in order to show that they were standing in a place of authority to teach. And so we have this pulpit. We're joining in with the symbolism that goes back even into Jesus' day and beyond into the history, where it was always known that when we came to church, we expected someone who had authority and understanding to stand in front of us and speak and to expound upon the Word of God authoritatively. And so it is that in our church we have a pulpit, and not anyone can just climb up into the pulpit and begin to speak. Do you know what you need in order to get into that pulpit and speak to the congregation? You need a license. A license from the bishop, who, many of you were here on the day that the bishop came, and I knelt down right up here, and he actually handed me a license and said, "Preach the gospel to these people in this place." And so the authority that I have is based upon the Apostolic Church, and I stand in this pulpit in recognition of the fact that Christ wants his gospel preached in this place, and you have come to hear that good news. And so, in just a moment, I'm actually going to climb up in there and ask your grace as I learn how to not back off the back step of the pulpit, and we get used to this. But we thank God that He has so blessed this church that as we grow, we continue to acquire these wonderful symbolisms of our faith. But always remember, Christ expects us both to have authority in His church and to be under His authority in His church, of which this is a symbol. Lord be with you.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your blessing and for your mercy. We ask now as we come to your word that you would so open our ears that we may hear the truth of the Holy Gospel through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.